You know who it is, and you know what time it is. Time to piss off some feminists, trad cucks, and whoever don't want to know the truth. Oh well, let's get started. What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, reporting from Mobile Command. Gentlemen, last weekend, I decided to go out to Phoenix and do a little bit of recon. I must say, Phoenix appears to be quite a chill little spot for me. But of course, it was a weekend excursion, so I'm pretty sure if anybody actually lives out there for a long time, you'll drop more info in the comment section. But I can definitely say this. The drive back to Cuckafornia, yeah. When I crossed the Cuckafornia state line, I just felt just so much disappointment. I truly did. Seeing how things can be outside of this state, yeah. It was like, wow, if I didn't have to stay here, I really wouldn't stay here. But now I'm finally in a position to where I can walk away. Yeah, I'm taking it. But I must say, right out the gate, went to apartments.com, checked out some places, found one little spot. The area is pretty nice, seemed to be pretty quiet. Now, of course, for a one bedroom, it was $925 base rent. Not even worth me going into, because as opposed to the base rent out here for what I'm currently paying, yeah. So, of course, I went in. The nice little lady took me around, showed me the exact apartment that I would be applying for. Yeah, as soon as she opened the door, just the front room itself was as big as my current studio. And I was like, wow, I'm paying way more out in California for way less room. Now, of course, she thought it was absolutely hilarious, but then they start talking about the bills and all that stuff. Yeah. So, of course, she asked me what my job would be, and I said, well, I'm retired military. You know, here's a copy of my retirement and military pay. So, of course, she pulled out a calculator, and she was like, yes. So, you already more than fulfill the income requirement. So that's a good thing. So she started telling me about everything else, all the amenities and everything. And I'm like, okay, cool. Non-Section 8. Yes. So that's one huge thing that I was looking for. So she gave me more details. Then she gave me the final printout. Said if your credit is bad, if your credit is not too good, you know, you'd have to pay either between a $500 or a $1,000 security deposit. So I said, okay, give me the calculation for me paying the $1,000 security deposit. So she ran all the numbers. Oh, okay. If everything, worst case scenario, you'd have to pay $1,800 to move in on the first. Or 1820. I said, that's it? She's like, yeah. All right, cool. So then I was like, well, do you have any specials going on? So she was like, yes. Our admin fee is waived. You ain't got to worry about that. You only got to pay the $50 application fee and you get May free. No rent for May. I said, oh, hell yeah. Oh, yeah. I likes that. So, of course, we went back to the main office, and she was telling me about, you know, for some odd reason, whenever they do a background check for anybody from California, it takes way longer than it needs to. So I said, okay, you know what? I'll consider that. But then I was like, you know what? Cool. Drove back out here to California, put the application in, and I'm just waiting. But then again, one thing that I saw, the varying gas prices out there. Yeah. See, out here, the lowest you're going to get in San Diego is $5.09. That is the absolute lowest you're going to find. Just so happened, there was a guy at a station that was $3.79 a gallon. And this guy was actually complaining about it. So, of course, I had to inform him. I said, well, you know what? If you're complaining about $3.79, you better thank your heavens you're not out in California. So, of course, he saw my license plate. He was like, yeah, you're right. Because he knew at that point he couldn't say shit. So I was like, yeah, you know what? Yeah, there are places in LA where gas is over $8. Yeah. The minimum you're going to get out in San Diego is $5 and some change. He was like, damn. I said, yeah, yeah. Because of the whole CARB formula that California uses. Yeah. Yeah. So there's no pipelines going to California. And of course, that is all by design. We all know this. So he was like, yeah, I can definitely understand now. And man, I should be really thankful for the gas prices that I have here. I say, yes, you should. I mean, hell, just making the comparison, everything in California is more expensive. That's why I just had that just pit of disgust, you know, driving back. It wasn't even a walk of shame. It was a drive of shame. Just, no, I can't do this shit anymore. And then I've come to despise a particular phrase that I've always heard from people out here in California justifying them living out here, paying these exorbitant, inflated prices for everything. And that phrase is this: that's just the way it is, or that's just how it is. No. No, no. And also the whole idea of living the quote unquote California lifestyle. Once again, yeah, no, no, cannot justify it. But you got people out here who are willing to work themselves into an early grave by hook or by crook, just to say, yes, I live in California. Ooh, look at me. Yeah, right. No. So, yeah, I informed the meat sack, hey, I'm getting the fuck up out of here at the end of the month. You can have this steak. You and whoever you with, y'all can have this steak. Y'all ain't got to worry about me potentially popping up nowhere. I'm out of here. Y'all can have it. So, of course, you know, she asked me a certain question, and I said, yeah, I will return for that certain event. But beyond that, you got it. Y'all can have it out here. Continue to complain about paying all these taxes. Continue to complain about everything being so damn expensive, but you're unwilling to do anything to change it. So, yeah, keep on complaining. Oh, well, oh, well. And that's also the one thing that really tickles me to death. People want to complain so much, but yet they want somebody else to take care of the problem to make their life more comfortable. And of course, you have the absolute brainwashed, brain dead liberals out here talking about it's Trump's fault that the gas has gone up so much. And I'm like, really? Y'all really want to sit here and put this shit out on social media? But guess what? People called their asses the fuck out. Yeah, every post that I saw of someone saying that got ratioed into the dirt. Because people already knew. Everything is way more expensive out here in California. Save for Hawaii and New York. Yeah. Everything is more expensive. But hey, every week there's a new article about people getting out of this state. People fleeing California. But guess what? Those are the people who said, you know what? By hook or by crook, I'm getting out. I'm done. I am not about to have all of these taxes be levied on my shoulders. Once again, now that all the billionaires have bagged ass, yeah, they're going to make sure they dump it all on the middle class. Nope. Like I said, if you really want to get out, you're going to find a way. You're going to make a way. I'm making my way. So, yeah. And once again, for all these people out here who want to still stay, regardless of how expensive it's going to continue to get, hey, you deserve your suffering. It is what it is. Well, I've rambled on long enough. If you're in Phoenix or another part of Arizona, hey, let me know some things in the comments section. But all in all, for these people out here who still want to stay out here in California, despite how expensive it's going to continue to get, you better understand this, and you better understand this crystally damn clear. All the socialite power you think you have by saying, I'm still living in California. California knows how to party, which they actually don't because a lot of the clubs are shutting down because they're too expensive. All of that social media hype, all that social power you think you have, it is going out. Feminism, which is a major hotbed out here in this state, and the idea that for you women, a man is going to come to your defense and your rescue and save you from your, you know, financial crisis that is self-inflicted, that's going to go out right along with it. Because believe you me, a lot of men out here in California, yeah, they're looking out for themselves. They see how bad that the financial situation is going to get out here. And those who can leave are leaving. It is what it is. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am out.